Right, it's your turn, Julia. I think I know where we've done
it
now.
I'm staying here, actually.
Six.
So, I'm staying there. I accuse myself in the kitchen with the revolver.
You know what? Whatever it is.
It's a revolver.
Who?
Revolver.
The revolver? Where is it?
Emily!
You got the revolver? Miss Scarlett in the kitchen with a revolver.
No, myself in the kitchen with a
revolver. Oh, yourself. Colonel Mustard. No, I haven't got any of them.
Have you got any of them, Emily?
I haven't got any of them.
Mustard revolver kitchen. I hope so. Have you?
Who's winning?
Me.
I think I know who done it, but I don't know what with.
I don't know who's
what with. I'm me.
Do you want a game of this?
No, we lost the match. I only came in to put that on.
Well, I was going to say, we can put the telly on in here if you like, if you want a game.
In a minute, when we finish this.
We need three more pencils then, if you want to play them.
I think they're going to see the football.
Finish that game first.
Well, Emily, have you got...
I think I know who done it, but I don't know where or with what.
I know who done it. I think I know what with. And I think I know what... where. Emily, so have you got kitchen, mustard, or revolver? Have you? Yahoo! I know what it, where it is. Cool. No, I don't.
My turn.
Yes.
Two. Where am I? Two. One, two. I'm in the study with a spanner.
Who's playing then?
Mustard kitchen spanner. No, I haven't got any of them.
Do you?
Got any of them? Julia!
Nearly won. Nearly. Who? She's got one gun.
I think.
And it's somehow shared it too long. Have you?
No, you're blessing. Because I've got Colonel Mustard down.
No, it's mine. My turn. Brilliant, I know where, who, and what. Five.
Put it down, Emily.
Four, five. I think I might have this.
I choose. Reverend Gray. In the hall with the lead piping.
With what?
Lead piping.
What? All green piping. No.
Oh, somebody show me a weapon.
Four. Actually, I'm four. Staying there.
Where are you?
Staying there.
You're staying there?
I'll say it's in the kitchen with the revolver. Gun.
Revolver.
And you say
nothing.
Now, what's that? Mustard, kitchen, and gun?
No, I say me, Reverend Green done it.
No, I haven't got any of them.
Green, kitchen, gun.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said mustard, kitchen, gun. Oh, alright.
You got any?
No, I still haven't got any.
Emily, do you have any of them?
Can I say where I am?
I know where it is.
Can I say where I am?
Yeah.
There's a Reverend Green in the kitchen with a spanner.
You've got it.
I ain't got any.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
it.
It.
Because I've got
kitchen, spanner, Reverend Green. I got that about 2 rounds ago, but I'm not sure if it was with me.
Well, I knew it was Reverend Green some time ago, but I couldn't decide which
I just got
weapon
that
or room it was.
I didn't know.
But I wasn't sure if it was Reverend Green. That
what
was
did you do? Rub the marks out off these and use them again.
Turn over.
Oh. You might want to play when we finish. I don't know whether they all want to play, or whether your dad and grandad want to stay and watch the football.
I don't think they say they want to.
You've got to find out what they're doing.
Julia, we need 3 more pencils and I ain't got more pencils.
Turn the sounds down a bit.
It's broken.
With onion and chive.
Oh, that was nice.
Emily Kate, they're little Ritz crackers.
Help yourself. Somebody just bought the choice here, isn't it?
No, I got that down budget. No, I get my cheese from Budgens.
Right, we had a fad on Wednesday now for so on.
I want some more. I will want some more ham.
Where's ham? Where's ham? Oh,
he's
got a sharp knife now, has
Cucumber.
Yeah, I won't wear that. There it is, yeah.
Okay. Tomato, cucumber.
You want a tomato
for?
I've got one.
Anybody else?
No, I've got some more out there.
Put down there, shall we?
Salad. Here's
some ham.
Please.
Mallows, Junior.
Mallows! Here, look, a teddy bear without a head.
Well, it's supposed to be teddy bears.
Yeah. A teddy bear without a head, Junior. Gee, it's lost its head. Mum.
Baby
bear without his head.
Yeah.
It lost
it.
Poor old bloater.
Poor little thing.
Sooner I'll be being out of Temmie's, Julia.
I'm saying, should go in one.
If you go down the road today.
This is the
salt. Vinegar?
Yes, please.
Ma'am?
What?
I don't have tea.
No, I know you don't have tea. You have to go and get yourself something else.
Coffee!
You don't want coffee, do you?
Yeah.
Can I have a brain roll, Steve, please? That's it. Thank you. Nice plate.
Yeah.
Oi.
It's not a good one to have around there.
I want mine to December taping.
Oh, we're taping the Simpsons.
Just hold it on.
Quarter past seven.
Can't we watch it?
Yeah, why can't we watch it?
Because I watch it Tuesdays when your dad's out and there's not much else on. Do you watch May to December?
Do what?
May to December.
Yeah, as a rule.
Come on.
Good.
Put it on there, yeah.
Where?
So just put it on all the...
Oh, yeah.
Turn that.
Oh,
what time does it come on?
Put past seven.
Well, they changed the girl in it. I didn't think I should get used to it again, but it's surprisingly well she fitted into the role.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Stephen now.
Little redhead, the first one. I remember her face. I can't put her name to her.
No.
Stephen now.
Because she was in another series not long afterwards.
That's right, yeah.
Mum, it's seven.
I said quarter past seven.
Another quarter of an hour. What's the old lady's name, do you know?
Stocker. Is it Stocker? Mrs. Stocker, I think.
Stocker. Must be her friend to me when I'm up here.
Yeah, she is. She's nice.
Can I stop?
Anybody want to see a teddy bear? Anybody want to see a teddy bear?
Just
have
feet. My teddy bear's disappeared.
It's only its feet.
Can I have some cucumber?
Yeah, it is.
Please.
Use this knife.
Yeah. I'm not hungry. I'm ready for this.
roll, please.
Still, it's getting a bit proper, isn't it?
And that was the, this Cotswold is, it's about £2.70 a pound.
Well, I'd rather like this, yeah.
I only have a small size.
Hmm.
Every now and again, I just treat myself. Legends do cheddar with onion and chives as well now. That's quite nice.
Huh! Where's his arm gone? We had a teddy bear without a head. Teddy bear without his only feet. And now I've got the teddy bear with
without an arm.
So he's only one arm left. And that. It's gone. His teddy bear's just a can-can.
Yeah.
His teddy bear's sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
And you take this down.
What are they going to do with the old post office?
I think it's two years as a sorting office.
And parcels.
Yeah, parcels around the back.
This was going for a walk.
I couldn't see how it was going to work in Budgins, to be quite honest, that new post office.
Well, I've seen it, but I haven't been round for anything. We've got our own branch office up there, and we go there. And
But, yes, we never very often go in the general post office anyway.
Has it all new account staff?
Somebody told us they were quicker service there than in the post office. I don't know, because I haven't been.
They have got some new staff, yeah.
Apparently the budget staff have been
this
trained.
This one's angry!
Oh, are they?
This one's angry!
I've got a security guard in there now.
Oh.
In Budgeons.
Yeah.
Chap walks around, security guard.
Yeah, there's a security guard walking around.
This one's walking. No, angry.
No, I don't go in Budgeons all the time. I find I'll spend more if I go in
there. Yeah.
I've got some chewing gum. When I went down the street yesterday.
That's all you got in there?
What's that happened in the
little shop? How many of you went down?
Six.
Who was that?
Me.
Laura.
Laura. Donna. Sam. Sam with the pistol.
Two Sams? Crystal, where's Crystal?
No, I've got Crystal before.
Don't know the last name.
Maggie.
What?
Maggie.
Oh, we're going to lift it over there now, for you.
That's one called the owner maze. Yeah. Ha! Your name was Crystal Maze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ha! Well, she went on Crystal Maze. Crystal Maze?
You want coffee, Emily?
Have a cup of tea.
I don't like it.
Never have anybody you don't like.
No, she'll have a drink too. Strange.
It is strange. Last time, gentlemen.
You're the strange one around here.
Why didn't you don't walk about too though?
I'm not sure, I just don't like it.
I'm not that keen on coffee.
I can't see Gemma eat as well as these two do. She's ever so picky, worse than you used to be.
Oh, they eat sometimes. No, she's not so much now, but she is. Judah would eat all day if you let her.
I know who she takes after them. What is it you do like?
Coffee.
Well, what?
Food.
Ham.
Ham.
Rolls.
Roll.
Them.
Cheese.
Teddy bears, eh?
I'm scoffing them.
I love gammon, Audrey. Gammon and pineapple with greasy chips.
Gee, I've got a teddy bear hopping with that one leg.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you
want
to go?
You like them on over eight chips?
Not as much as fish and chips.
They are.
They are, aren't they, Emily? Of course they are. Better than the chip shop, aren't they?
No.
Of course they are.
They're the best in the whole world, you all have a taste
of it. No, I prefer Texas Longhorn.
I like the sausages from Texas Longhorn.
And the long things.
Thank you. I've never yet met a child who didn't like chips.
Well, these aren't used to when they were younger. Neither of them.
Me.
Well, you didn't used to eat chips when you were that long.
Well, when you were younger, you shunned the chips. You shunned it.
Don't anymore.
I don't want any chips, thank you.
We only have them once a week.
Fish fingers.
I'm your slime bag. Oh look, this one's gonna do the splits.
We don't have chips very often. I'll make them now and again. I haven't bought any chips for some time. We're having some Friday because Arlene rang up Derek to say they were coming and said, tell Mum not to get anything ready, we're bringing some fish and chips.
Can they get fish and chips in Germany?
Yes. We have some nice fish and chips.
That van that came round, on the camp. Oh, yeah. But, I don't know about the shops, but they sell
chips.
The towns and villages, though. Well, yeah,
fish and chip shops and...
Didn't see any.
We see a lot of things like chips.
There's
a
lot of little German villages. In and around the camp.
Fast food places.
I think they began the camp building around this village and took it into the forest round about.
Was it a big camp then?
Oh yeah. Oh. Largest military camp in Europe, I should imagine.
Is it?
They've got Americans, Belgians, French, British.
Anybody want that egg?
Do you
want
that egg?
Grandma,
do you want that egg? Grandma, do you want that egg?
Can I have it?
Yes. Have it all.
I'm going to. I
don't like it.
So no, that's why I didn't ask you.
She reminds me of tea.
Me?
Julia.
Julia! a whole day, a whole afternoon, a whole...
Actually bigger than Tim was.
Morning.
Yeah, Tim was.
Jewellery, all these things, food on the table, in the morning, the afternoon, and the night. She'd be starving.
How long are Arlene and Tony going to be over here for them?
They'll only be here for about 24 hours. They've got about a week, but they're spending most of it with Deborah down at Banbury.
Oh.
Oh, they
haven't seen a lot of Deborah and Sarah.
No.
So they're coming Friday just before dinner time, they say, between 11 and 12. And they're leaving Saturday afternoon about 3. They'll just be here overnight.
They're bringing fish and chips, it's Tony's favourite meal.
Yeah,
right. And
I've got some apples, I stood and stuck in the freezer for my apple pies. You can have some of them.
Oh. Well, I did do a few, but I've used most of mine up, I think. I could put it in the freezer and see if there's any left at the back, but I don't think there is.
Mum, do you want any of these?
See, I've only got that little thing up on top of the fridge. It doesn't hold much. It's not really supposed to be a freezer, it's mainly for storing frozen food, but you can freeze small amounts in it.
I've got quite a lot of apples, so you can have some.
They're yours, dear.
I've got some bags of rhubarb as well.
Not a whole one.
If I put some back with me, they'll be right in the fridge till Thursday, would they?
Yeah, because they've been in there. Yeah. I've frozen, so.
It's all good.
Remember, get them out just before you go, and then you put them in your freezer when you get back.
Yeah.
Is Tony very partial to your mum's apple pie?
Last time I made one, he ate nearly all of it himself, didn't he?
What?
I'll buy him a couple of bottles of his favourite beer. Grouch.
What?
I've never had any of that.
Tony
likes that too. Deb always asked him to bring us some Grouch back. But we couldn't get it here then.
It's nice beer.
You can now.
Is it strong?
I don't know. What strength is?
They've got beers from all over the world in Virginia. Mexican, goodness knows what.
Is it?
I don't buy it from there because it's more expensive than there.
Are we going to play a game?
No,
whoops.
Oh, it's a boy. A four pack. So Tony Ollie drinks a couple. You want one? You can have one.
Oh, well,
I'll
try one, yeah.
I'm going to read this book.
No, you're not. Put this down. Come on, that's for Benjamin's birthday. I don't want it getting dirty while we're having it for tea. And teapots in here, so you ain't got that. This teapot. Weird.
Where?
The teapot in here.
Where?
Got some more tea, Mum?
And top my tea up.
Where's the teapot?
Just one, please.
It's all on.
seen any magpies up top of the garden lately? No, I
haven't.
Mum says we've got some.
I think when they've grown up, you can sit back and let them wait on you.
Magpies,
I see. When they've grown up, you can sit back and let them wait on you.
I can just see that coming off.
Mummy and Daddy are going to wait on us. Aren't you?
That's Miss Lazy, 1992, oh, that is.
When I was Julia's age, I used to have to take my little brother and sister with me everywhere I went. I used to say to her mum, that middle girl of yours, she's a proper little mother. Must have been seeing the future, I should think.
Mum used to have to take our youngest one, was it Uncle Pete? She was or Bill, one of the two.
See my veins, look.
She always had to take him out. She couldn't go and sort of play with the other kids. She had to take him round for a walk.
Decent enough.
Yeah, Captain Van. I got it wrong.
strange.
What a mouthful, just saying, 1999.
Dad, do you Germany?
German. Much, no. I told myself I was going to learn a bit of German before I went to see Eileen again.
Has Eileen? Has she learnt any?
But I can count up to about 7. I can say
odd words.
Yes,
yeah.
And no, and please, and
Tony
thank you, and
knows a fair.
Say
good
thank
morning.
Thank you in German.
Danke. And please is bitter.
Bitter.
Bitter and danke. Please and thank you. Ja is yes and nein is no.
Very popular in English.
I'm
going
to start then. German.
Yeah.
Mater and no, mater and father.
Ja.
What's that for?
Ja.
Mother and father. Not exactly. Not very good. Yeah.
Father.
That sounds awful, doesn't it?
Nine for no. Jar for yes.
I spent time in Luxembourg, did you know?
Luxembourg.
They had a weekend
what
there.
What was it? What was it for
fire? You're quite rapturous about it.
Should be about 200 metres, remember? For Dad.
Exactly. Hello, Barter.
What's wrong with that ham that's on your plate? Come on, pass it over.
She's left it there for decoration.
Come on.
Put it on here.
Yeah, put it on in here.